The Néo-Urban Chronique by Froggy the Frenchy. Hello everybody, dear friends, Vanakom. Eh bien, yes, it is a topical fact, an mathematical reality, a non-conspiratorial info, an anti-fake news, an existential report of living phenomenon, a supernormal situations. Right now, they are approximately 500 Eurovillian over the age of 65 who could be considered senior. But what exactly is to be a senior? Are there different types of senior? And what is aging? To summarize our investigation by the internet, there are three kinds of aging. Not two, not five, not ten. Three. The biological, of course. The psychological, obviously. And the social, indeed. But one age have been forgotten, well known by us Eurovillians, the spiritual, that of a youth that never age. With that, no need to blablaterate or to comment. We have enough matter to meditate for a while if we don't mind. About the different type of senior, sociologist, psychologist, biologist and seniorologist, describe and distinguish the senior, like the youth, by generations. And there, my mind started to become downright, Googleized through their analysis of generations, gobbling up their Googling-zing answer, and finally, I ended up being a Google-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-gist. So, you have been warned about my actual mental conditions, this being a deontological alert. So, concerning our 500 Eurovillians who could be considered senior, among them, 172 residents are aged between 65 and 69, which means they were born between 1951 and 1955. They belong to the famous generation boomer number one. Number one, because we will see later that there is a generation boomer number two. Between 70 and 79 years old, they are the most numerous, 265. But there is a distinction to do. After 75 years old, which means they were born before 1945, they are not anymore in the generation's boomer number one. They belong to what is called the silence generation. All the Eurovillians between the age of 75 and 95, which means born between 1925 and 1945, are part of this silence generations. Because, I quote, the children who grew up during this time worked hard and keep quiet. It was commonly understood that children should be seen and not heard. In short, smile and shut up. So there, again, not only there is matter to meditate full time without dancing or half time without singing, but also to run the laboratory of evolutions, to take all the books on education from prehistoric time and go register a future school to study the past. Now, attention. After 95 years old and more, our Eurovillian belongs to the greatest generations, also known, I quote again, the World War II generations, who is the demographic cohort following the lost generations. Mamma mia! Oh la vache! Saperlipopette! There was therefore a lost generations. I hope you follow, because now come the recapitulative diagram. The lost generations from World War I gave birth to our first senior Eurovision, the greatest generations. Then a second wave of senior, the silent generation, came discreetly, of course, followed by a third wave of senior Eurovision, more noisy, generation boomer number one. Together, these three generations are 500. After, what comes next? Eurovision, not yet senior, the generation's boomer number two, born between 1955 and 1965. After, it is another story, with generation nominated by the last three letters of the alphabet, X, Y, Z. And after, generation Z, born with the internet and social media, what's up? Nothing? Yes, nothing. A big nothing. Even in America, some people propose to delete Generation Z and rename this millennium generation. Guess what? The lost generation. Yes, the lost generation again. Because, I quote, the millennium entered the workforce during downturn since the depressions. Saddled with debt, stuck in loud benefit, dead-end job, etc., etc. So, in this case, we started with the lost generation number one to get to, 120 years later, the lost generation number two. Global conclusions, there is no more youth now. Everybody is senior, senior of an old age that is getting younger all the time. Because, as the Tao say, over time, the old become new. That is why it is high time to set up the social center, the hangout facility for senior, where he always should have been at the youth center. Okay? I made this youth center joke. One, it is easy to do. Two, not funny at all. Three, not really original. Normal. I am a boomer. A boomer generation number one. That explains everything. C'est dingue, non? Amazing. Okay, bye-bye. See you next Friday at 10:30, like usual. Or when you want, when you wish, when you... I don't know, but when you... podcast on Auroville site. See you, bye-bye. Okay, boomer!